Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, September 19th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, a St. Cloud attack is being investigated as a possible act of terrorism. The Crossroads Center Mall in St. Cloud is reopening today, a day and a half after a man wounded 9 people in a stabbing attack. Officials say an off-duty police officer shot and killed a suspect who was carrying a knife. The FBI says it's investigating the incident as a possible act of terrorism. Authorities are not naming the suspect, but Somali American community leaders have identified him as Dahir Aden. Matt Sepik has more.
St. Cloud police say the attack started around 8:15 Saturday night when a man dressed as a security guard entered the mall, pulled out a knife, and started stabbing shoppers. 37-year-old Danny Carranza of Wilmer was inside the mall when the attack began. Carranza had been at a play area with his 2 small children for about 20 or 30 minutes when chaos erupted.
All of a sudden, people started running around the corner, yelling and screaming and rushing out the doors.
Carranza says he scooped up his children and ran toward the exit. That's when he saw a man in what looked like a security guard's uniform stopping people. Carranza says at first he thought the man was trying to help them.
But then as a gentleman approached, trying to get around him, and that's when I see him lift up his hand, and it appeared like he was stabbing him in the face or in the head area.
Carranza feared there might be other attackers. Carrying his children, he bolted through the Macy's department store to the exit.
I just pushed the doors open, ran outside, and as soon as the doors closed behind me, I heard like 3 to 5 gunshots.
Authorities say those shots came from the gun of Jason Falconer, an off-duty Avon police officer who was at the mall shopping. St. Cloud Police Chief William Blair Anderson says Falconer was in the right place at the right time.
From the first 911 call till the subject was eliminated was approximately 5 minutes.
Anderson says the suspect made a reference to Allah at least once and asked at least one person whether they were Muslim. Security cameras at the Macy's store captured the confrontation between Falconer and the attacker. Authorities have not released the footage, but St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss saw it and says Falconer's response was so by the book that it could be used in a police training video.
As the suspect was lunging at him with the knife, not only did he fire, the suspect went down, he came back up on 3 different occasions. He protected others from being injured and potentially loss of life. Clearly, a hero.
Rick Thornton, the FBI's special agent in charge in Minneapolis, says the Bureau is investigating the attack as a, quote, potential act of terrorism. The Associated Press and NPR report an Islamic State news agency is claiming the attacker was a, quote, soldier of the Islamic State who heeded the call for attacks in the U.S. and its coalition partners. But Thornton says the investigation is still in its early stages, and it's too soon to tell whether the suspect had any connection to or was inspired by a foreign terrorist organization. Authorities are not naming him, but Abdul Kulani, executive director of the Central Minnesota Community Empowerment Organization, identified the suspect as Dahir Ahmed Aden. Public records indicate Aden was 20 years old. According to Kulani, Aden's family says authorities executed search warrants yesterday morning at 2 apartments they occupy. At a news conference yesterday, St. Cloud Somali American leader Haji Yusuf denounced the attack and offered full support to the 9 victims.
This community is praying for you, and we will be there whenever in any capacity that you need us.
Jelani Hussein of the Council on American Islamic Relations in Minnesota says he fears retaliation against innocent Muslims and that anti-Muslim groups may exploit the attack.
We hope that they don't use this incident as a way to expedite their politics and their way of trying to further polarize the community here in St. Cloud.
But Danny Carranza, who ran from the attacker with his children, says he remains hopeful that the incident will lead to tolerance and understanding, not division and recrimination.
Whatever faith you are, you know, we've got to be able to see eye to eye and not let things like this break us.
Of the 9 people hurt in the attack, 3 were admitted to St. Cloud Hospital, 1 went to the Long Prairie Hospital. A St. Cloud Hospital spokesperson said yesterday afternoon that everyone there has been released. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News, St. Cloud.
Governor Mark Dayton and other community leaders will meet in St. Cloud today following Saturday night's knife attack. St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss was at the mall on Monday to reassure workers returning to their jobs that they'll be safe.
We're steadfast and to be resolved that we will keep safety at the forefront, but we'll do everything we can. And based on the assurances we've had from the state folks and the federal folks, they'll have the resources here that we need to combat that, if that's the case.
Investigators are looking at the suspect's social media accounts and electronic devices to try to figure out a motive for the attack. In other news, DFL Congressman Rick Nolan meets his Republican challenger Stuart Mills on the debate stage in Duluth later today. It's the only debate scheduled in the race so far, Mark Zdechlik reports.
Mills came within 2 percentage points of defeating Nolan 2 years ago. This year's rematch sounds much like their first campaign. Mills accuses Nolan of being weak on national security and not doing enough to bring jobs to northeastern Minnesota. Nolan has maintained that he's accomplished a lot in Congress. Among other things, Nolan cites his efforts to clamp down on cheap foreign steel imports. Both campaigns have run their own TV ads. Outside groups have also been weighing in with more ads. The first Nolan-Mills battle attracted more than $12 million in outside spending. Millions more are expected to pour in this year as Republicans push to flip the 8th District and Democrats brace to hold on to it. Mark Zdechlik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.